So we are returning back to the Lachos of Tefillin and Chaya Adam. We're learning Klal Yodalad, and we're looking at Simon Chof. So here he deals with the Lachos of checking for the Tefillin. When are you mechuyev to check your Tefillin to make sure that they're kosher? Tefillin shehayu b'cheses kashers. So when they were made, they were checked before they were put into the batim to make sure everything was correct. Now they have a chesus kashrus, the halacha we have in the Torah, halacha deraisa of chazaka. Once something has been established, halacha assumes that it maintains that status until we know that it changed. So the person is not mechuyev to bedik his tefillin, and this is for the lifetime of the person or the tefillin. Not mechuyev to check them. Mikol malkum, nochil lebotkum. But it is appropriate to check them. And we'll see what type of a time frame. Mitzarech lebotkum pamayim b'sheva shonim. The time frame should be twice in 7 years. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah or Hilchos Yom Niroyim says that the minhag of the people who have Yira is to check them during Elul. Before you come to the Yom HaDin, you want to make sure that your tefillin and your mezuzahs are kosher. If, however, they've been put into a situation where there is something which could damage the tefillin, so then the chazakah is no longer reliable. A person has a chiyuv to be bedik to make sure the tefillin are kosher. So he gives two examples: if it fell into water, or they've been placed into a moist place, mokum lach, so the moisture could get inside the tefillin and damage the parshius. If this situation happened that the tefillin fell into the water, and he doesn't have somebody who's able to be bedik them and to then sew them back, so taking them apart would guarantee that he has no tefillin. Right now, at least he possibly has tefillin. Taking them apart, he'll end up with tefillin which are not usable. So the yinichem kach b'lo bedika. So in that situation, he should wear them without a bedika. From the Shulchan Aruch is mashu that that situation you would not make a bracha. Minirali, b'nafal l'mayim akiyot tzibay yinichem b'le bracha atche yivdak. And the Chayyim says that he would understand in this situation that you do not make a bracha. Well, kol l'fi union, and that really the person can sort of estimate how much of a concern he really believes it is. Modern day version of this, leaving tefillin inside of a car in a very hot day, can be very damaging to the tefillin if tefillin in direct sunlight, and they get very hot, also can damage the tefillin. The person should avoid both of those types of situations. Now, we made a manichem el lafrokim. This is all talking about tefillin that he wears regularly. So by wearing tefillin regularly, he has a right to use the chazakah. But if a person only wears this tefillin occasionally, he has another pair, and he only uses this pair when he's traveling or something of that sort. So then there is a requirement: you must be bedik twice every 7 years, because we are concerned that maybe the tefillin as they're sitting, mold can grow in them, things can grow in them. So the constant act of taking them in and out airs them out, prevents it from happening. But if they're going to sit by themselves, we don't know, something might have happened. So you have to check them twice in a 7 year period. And the same halacha we'll see by mezuzah, that is the time frame for checking the mezuzah, twice in a 7 year period. Going back to the first point of the chayadim, that he says that tefillin which are cheses kashrus, you're not mechuyev to bedik them, but it is appropriate to be bedik them. So Rosh Hashanah Zalman says that nowadays Now, the reason why that's so, Mishnah Berurah says, because even though it's not mechuyev to, but since you wear tefillin, your arm gets sweaty, your head gets sweaty, the sweat gets inside to the tefillin, and it could damage the tefillin. Says nowadays the tefillin which we use, which are gasos, as opposed to dakos, it's much thicker leather. That concern doesn't exist anymore, and therefore nowadays it would actually be better not to be bodek the tefillin. Because every time you open the tefillin and you unroll the parashiyos, you're potentially there are potential problems which can develop from the handling. And it's better if you once you know they're kosher, it's better to leave them as such and not open them. The problem of zeah doesn't apply to our tefillin nowadays. They don't. They're very thick, and the sweat won't affect them. So there's no reason to be worried about anything. And a person once he knows that they're kosher, he can assume that they're so. Unless there was a situation which developed, like the Chayotim says, where he has a reason to believe there's been some damage to the tefillin. One last point, in that piece over there, in Rosh Hashanah and Sefer Halicha Shlomo, where he brings a story where a person had his tefillin, he was burning his tefillin and realized that they had been puzzled for a long period of time. So he asked Rosh Hashanah Zalman for a tikkun, some way to try and address the lack of wearing tefillin for all those years. And he said he should wear his tefillin for a longer period of time. He should extend the period of time that he's wearing tefillin to a longer period of time while he's learning, etc. So he will add more merit of wearing tefillin for a longer period of time. Have a good day.